through Jesus Christ. The statement of faith is what holds us together. And when somebody can read through the points on our statement of faith, and they can sign it in agreement that they believe all of those, I think there's like 32 points, then, you know, we would love to have them come aboard. Mm-hmm. We would love to have them take the training. You know, we would love to have them help us reach the children for Jesus. And so, I know I just said a lot, and it really isn't that difficult, but it is what keeps us together, and I think people really need to know that we are non-denominational, and we do, you know, corporate has taken, a lot of time in coming up with this statement of faith so that we could stay together as brothers and sisters, believers in Christ.
Right.
And go out and be the salt and light for the children of our community.
Oh, yeah. Children are our future. And not so distant future, but like right now. Because mm-hmm. we're looking at 18 and under. So you have a lot. Just like Jeremiah. He's in his last year of school. And he was a faithful elementary Good News Club participant. He loved his teacher. Boy, he was in love with Miss Terry, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And all that teaching follows them all the way through adulthood and beyond. Because those seeds that are planted, they just don't go away. And it's been such a plus for just him alone, you know, to have gone to Good News Club. So I hope that people that are listening, and maybe their young one or grandchild have been in it, that they would send them back. And if they haven't, that they would at least give it a try. Because, like you said last time, it builds character. It helps them to be able to, even to relate to other people. And they're not so easily persuaded to do the wrong things. I've noticed that,
too. That's exactly right. You know, because, you know, God's examples that we teach, you know, the great stories of the Bible, those are history. Those are history lessons. And the children, when they learn those, and there's so many different concepts that can come out of one story, you know, and when they start learning those concepts that are within those stories, and they can start applying them to life, and because they're younger, they may not even realize how they're applying them.
True.
But they do.
Yeah.
And that's what's really neat, too. I know that, like I said last time, that we've had, you know, teachers come and thank us for being in the school.
Makes a difference.
Because the kids are paying more attention mm-hmm. to them. They're being more courteous, you know, to them, where they used to be, like, maybe a roughhouser or whatever, or they learn to control themselves and to be a little more self-controlled. And that's, you know, that's a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're learning those things through our clubs because we expect it. You know, unfortunately, our city schools, even our county schools, they have to accept everybody. But we also have standards in our club, and we let the children know that we want you to be here. But, you know, we have some rules that they have to follow, and we let them know that, you know, we talk to the child first, then we talk to the parent to talk to the child, and if the child continues on, and oftentimes it's more of an immaturity thing,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, we ask the parents to maybe take them out for a couple of weeks. And that usually will, and then when they come back, that usually will be enough, because they realize, wow, you know, they want me back, but I have to do it on their rules.
Right.
So there's boundaries. We have boundaries for the kids, and they do, for 99% of the time, they do extremely well. They do extremely well. Out of the 10 years that we've been in Marion, I think if there's only been one or two times where we've had to expel a young person, because, and like I said, more than anything, it's just immaturity on their part.
That's true.
You
That's
know?
True. And it hurts, too, when you have to do that.
It does. It really, really does. And we do not take that lightly.
No.
You know, we pray together as a group, because as a group, we are there to support each other. And, you know, we pray together as a group. We pray over that child. We ask other people to be prayer warriors. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you have a heart for the children of the community and you would like to be a prayer warrior, please choose one of the schools. You know, contact us and we can tell you when the Good News Club is going to be happening. And we will not give you names. You don't need to have names. But, you know, you can be praying over the city schools and you can be praying over the county schools for the Good News Club to flourish. And you know, just pray for the children who are in the club, and pray for the lessons that we're teaching, that they'll go back through the children into their family homes. And for those of your listeners who would like to participate in this training that is coming up next week, it's not too late to call me. My number is 740-262-0939. That's 740-262-0939. Also, I would like to be able to email you a monthly praise and prayer calendar. And that praise and prayer calendar deals with our whole chapter. So you're not just going to be praying for the children in Marion County, but you'll be praying for children in Wyandotte, and Union, and Harding, and on West,
mm-hmm.
because we are a large chapter in Ohio. We have 10 counties in our chapter. And so prayer coverage is very, very important for all of our teams,
oh, yes.
for all of our counties. Now, there's one topic I'd like to stress, is that we have... Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 county. We have 5 county schools, and we have 6 city schools. And so we have been able to enter into one of our county schools that we have not been in yet. Their doors are open to us this year, and that's Ridgedale.
Mm-hmm.
So we're real excited about that. However, to have a team going into Ridgedale leaves a vacancy in our Benjamin Harris school. And because the team who was teaching at Benjamin Harris has had a heart for Ridgedale for many, many years.
Oh, okay.
So please, as your listeners, please keep that in mind, that Benjamin Harris is on Brightwood. And if that is a local school that you would like to help out, please call. Another school that is another city school that needs to have all of our city schools need to have additional helping hands. But Garfield, the lead teacher, is having health issues. And so that is on Wednesdays. Both schools meet on Wednesdays, by the way. So that is Wednesday. And again, if Garfield is a school that you would like to help out with, because you have children that go there, or maybe grandchildren, or you know people's children who go there, please call 740-262-0939 and speak to me about it. Now, we do have two county schools that we need full teams to go into. And see, that's why this training is at a perfect time and very much needed. River Valley Heritage had a Good News Club, and it was a very healthy Good News Club. It was received very, very well, and the school worked with our team very, very well. But the lead teacher had to step down in 2019 because her mother needed to have assistance. Mm-hmm. So she is taking care of an elderly mother. So she has stepped down, and consequently the team has been dissolved because of other, because one of the other helpers was helping a mother, and then she had a younger man helping who's gone off to college. So River Valley Heritage, I think it's on 98, that is open for a lead teacher. If you're interested in teaching, the training will teach you and will, Linda? I want to say accommodate, but that's the wrong word. But you will have enough knowledge and training to lead a team, mm-hmm. and that would be River Valley Heritage. The second school, county school, that has no representation in it now would be River Valley Liberty, and that's located in Caledonia. And we have never had a team in there either because of lack of interest. That's the only way I can put it,
right.
Is lack of interest. Because if people were interested enough, we would have helping hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of lack of interest and the lack of a team to put in there, we have not had anybody in River Valley Liberty. And I don't think we would have any problem getting in there because we've had good rapport with all the schools that we have been in. We've had excellent rapport. And I think that speaks for itself, you know,
yeah.
when we're approaching a school to get into it. So if that is something that your listeners, if that's a school district that your listeners would be interested in helping with, please call 740-262-0939. Or you can call Linda here at the radio station, and she can forward that information on.
That's 740-383-9944.
And so, yeah, because we're all about the kids.
Yes.
We're all about, you know, taking the gospel to them. Some of you may have seen our ladies in their blue shirts with the I'm a member of the Good News gold label on the front of it. Kids recognize it right away.
Yeah, they do. Yes,
you know,
they do.
Whenever we have our shirts on for anything, they're like, oh, you're from the Good News Club, you know, and stuff like this. So the kids are recognizing our T-shirts. And you know, I think parents do as well. So if you'd like to have your own blue T-shirt with the gold front decal, well, I'd be more than happy to get you one.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
That's right. But we are hoping to be back into the schools by October, the first full week of October. And that's usually when we do start. We start the beginning of October, and we run through some will run through the end of March. Some will take it the end of April. I lead that up to the lead teacher,
mm-hmm.
you know, on because some of the days land on more holidays than others, or they may have more snow days than others. So I just leave it up to the lead teacher as to how her club is coming and when does she want or he wants to, you know, close it for the season, for the year.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the winter is going to hold. It's coming fast, though.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was just, when I stop and think, of course, I'm a business owner, so I'm always scheduling ahead of time. But, you know, I'm pretty sure August just started, and now we're at the 23rd of it.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
24th.
It's just, okay, there you go. So see, I lost a day. So we're already at the 24th of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, next week is going to be the end of it. So it is just totally amazing how quickly time just passed.
I was just stressing the same thing when I came on the air. It's just, it's really unbelievable that there's only like 129 days left in this year. That's all.
And you know that why? Were you already counting up for Christmas?
Yeah, I do. I do the countdown when I open up. Like, this is the 235th day in the year of 2021. And there remains, no, 236th day of the year. And there remains 129 days left in this year.
Oh, man. I feared you were like my husband, where he's already telling the grandkids, you know, we only have 2 more months and to Thanksgiving,
right.
And then you know what comes after that.
That's what I do. I remind people, you know, if you haven't started your Christmas list, you know, it'll be here before you know it, you know, and put your money
out, sure.
You know, or take that vacation you planned on taking. You still have time, you know, but it's just really flying by. It's just unbelievable. And the things that we have gone through since January 2020, it's amazing that, you know, we're in God's grace and he has still blessed us and he has not forgotten us, and things are made not like we would like for them to be, but hey, we're still in the land of the living, and we have a lot to be grateful for, you know. That's all I can say, because the more grateful you are, the better I think life is.
And life, and you know, life is getting dark.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
I mean, there's wars and rumor of wars. There's, you know, natural disasters that are at extreme levels, and life is just getting short. And we want to be in front of these children as much as we can while there is an opportunity.
Right.
You know, while we have the right to be in these schools, we want to be there. Because, you know, you can't take anything for granted.
No.
And even though the Supreme Court in 2001 made a decision, they made a decision that we could be in the school buildings, we could be in the schools, as long as that school was open to other types of programs, then we had the right to be there too. But there's nothing saying that that right will stand forever.
True.
Because the climate of our culture right now, and so we want to be able to really be in those schools while we can. And the only way we can do that is by having helping hands. And you know, Linda, as well as I do, and I think I say this every time, and people probably get tired of me saying it, but serving the Lord is not always convenient. It's not always convenient. And so sometimes we have to rework our schedule so that we can do something that God is nudging us to do. And if we're willing, he will work out our work schedule for us. If we are being nudged right now, if your listeners are being nudged to pick up that phone and call, but they think there's an obstacle in the way, you know, God's going to honor that, and he is going to either remove that obstacle or reschedule it, or he's going to say to me, how about if you do this? You know, how about if you be a prayer warrior or something behind the scenes? Because there's always jobs to do. You know,
oh, yes.
There's always different things that someone can help with. So please, listeners, please, please, please think about it and pray about it, and do not let Satan whisper in your ear saying that you are too old, or you are too busy, or you are too fragile to help with these children, because you will come back when you choose to help us. You will come back from the clubs blessed.
Amen.
Linda and I can attest to the fact that there have been many times we taught these clubs,
mm-hmm.
and the last thing we wanted to do was go to club that day. But when we were obedient and we did it, those are the days that we come home just beaming because God has blessed us.
Amen.
And so that's, you know, training's coming up. If anybody would like to help out with taking the training, it's not that expensive. It's not that long. They will be able to benefit by using what the techniques and stuff that they're going to be learning in our training. They will be able to use within their own family, or within their church family, or within CEF. It doesn't go void. You know, it's just good training. It's only $45 a person. It starts next Thursday, September 2nd, from 6 until 8:30. It is hosted at the First Free Will Baptist Church. Their fellowship hall is right behind their church, and their church is located on Christinger Road, right off of Bell Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
So, very convenient church to get to. They have graciously allowed us to use their fellowship hall. Mike Todd, our director for the chapter, is coming to do the training for us. And you talk about somebody who's busy. You know, he's extremely busy. So he's a father of six.
He
runs a farm.
He
runs a farm full time. And then he does this full-time. He's a full-time director for CEF. And so the young man, he really is putting in the hours. And I not only would like to honor God by having a strong presence in Marion County, but I would like to also honor Mike by having a strong attendance that trust me, I'm all about numbers, but he's like, oh, well, we've got four or five. That's great.
I know.
Well, you know, so he's easy to impress.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I like to have 10 or 12.
Yes, me too. I would too, you know. But Cheryl,
yeah.
We are out of time. Thank you for filling in as usual. I really enjoy what you had to say, and hopefully our listeners did too. And please take advantage of the training skills if you would like to call Cheryl Lee. Her number again is 740-262-0939. You've been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. So thank you, Cheryl. Have a blessed
evening.
Thank you, Linda.
Uh-huh. And thank you, listeners, for putting up with me.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims here on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking